Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Did you ever see so many people coming out of the woodwork attacking the great Donald Trump, Sir Galahad, our knight in shining armor? It is terrible. I just made Jimmy from Brooklyn laugh. I said I called in saying that I was abused by Donald Trump in 1940 when I was a little girl. And he was in my kindergarten class and he stole my crayons. They're bringing people from 35 years ago. Yes, he gave me a little pinch. It is sickening. And here you got the great rapist, the leader of the oral office choir. Yeah. President Pinocchio Pants. That's what the kids call him. President Pinocchio Pants. Do you know that when he was in the oral office getting harmonica lessons from Lewinsky, did you know that while he was getting those harmonica lessons, the phone rang and it was the Chinese ambassador? Can you believe he took the phone call during that act? It's unbelievable. Mr. Quinton, how are you? How hickory? Are you busy right now, Mr. Quinton? Oh, I did not know you speak Chinese. Give me a break, man. So what's happening in the news? Putin is calling Russians home and taking fallout shelters. He's talking fallout shelters. And what are we doing? We're playing spin the bottle with the media because it's smear Trump time. Between now and the election, all you're going to see is, hi, I was in a dance, a routine, and Mr. Trump came out on stage and he lifted me up. Yeah. I was a ballerina and we were doing Communist Swamp Lake. Hey, give me a break, man. So, it's smear time. It's an old communist tactic. It's called blame and deflect. You commit the crime and then you accuse your opponent of committing the crime, covering up yours. Their best tactic is the one they use all the time. Any woman that comes up and says she was goosed by President Pinocchio Pants, they immediately use this tactic. It's called Mary is a Hua, and it works every time. They spread the lie that Mary is a Hua. And she's heartbroken. She's destroyed. 80% of all who hear the lie believe it. Mary defends herself, which takes time, and the clock runs out, and before you know it, the bad people are in power. All that time works to the liar's advantage. Mary goes to court, hires a lawyer who fleeces her. Now she's known as Mary of the Golden Fleece. And the liar is found out to be a slanderer. That's good news. Now only 50% of the people do not believe her. Who's Mary? Wasn't she that whore in the paper a while back? So the liars win. They gain a 50% victory in votes. Now we have Putin calling Russian Americans home. If you were Putin and you saw a military training manual about sex change operations, and then you saw an American exercise where the troops were wearing high heels, and then you saw combat soldiers being sent to prison for fighting the enemy, and then you saw top combat generals being replaced by Obama losers, and then you saw two Navy boats captured by an Iranian fisherman with an AK-47. And then you saw Obama pull all American troops out of Iraq. And then you saw Obama send cash to Iran in exchange for four prisoners. $1.5 billion, was it? Or $1.75 billion? And then you saw Obama close Gitmo and trade five top terrorists for one deserter. He traded the two Hezbollah province chiefs, one head of the Hezbollah CIA, one expert bomb maker, and another terrorist. And what we got back was Bo Birdcall, whose mother Obama fondled on TV. You see him with his arm around it, carrying her to the White House, and her feet weren't on the ground. Yeah. And that is a video about Obama with an erection. Have you seen that one? It's going to get dirty, people. It's going to get horrible. And that is talk that two guys came forward saying they had sex with Obama. Two men, two males. And one of them is dead. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. It is really sad. Absolutely sad. So, where were we before I took a left turn? I should say a right turn. Okay. So we said they slander Mary. I said, talked then about that. And I talked about Putin seeing a U.S. military training manual about sex change operations. And then you saw Obama pull the American troops out of Iraq and send cash to Iran. And then you saw him try to close Gitmo. He's almost accomplished the mission. What a warrior. And trade five terrorists for one deserter. And then you saw him go missing for 6 hours during Benghazi and Hitler not take the 3 a.m. phone call. And then you saw all who wanted to rescue Benghazi told to stand down, got relieved, got replaced on the spot. Not to mention all the good info that Putin is getting from KGB agent Snowden. And you know that the Clintons had two chances to stop bin Laden, and they kicked Bush's can down the road. And then you watched an affirmative no-action president draw a red line in the Syrian sand and break his crayon. So if you were Putin, why wouldn't you move one division within 50 miles of Alaska? 50 miles in a slow-moving tank? 60 minutes. You want to hear a real good one? Just got a flash. Do you know that Bush had the Iranians by the shorts? when the first tanks pulled into Saddam's palace and made that right turn off the highway into Saddam's palace, the Iranian mullahs were Shiiting their dishdashes. Dishdash is the long cloak that they cover themselves with. It's like a shirt. It's a shirt that goes to the toes. Unless you're a radical Hezbollah Iranian Muslim, then there's a symbol for those people. When Arabs talk about them, they drag their hand along their above their ankles, because that's how they cut their dish dashes short. And everybody knows that's the sign of a radical Iranian Shiite. But anyway, Bush had the Iranians by the short hairs. These guys were all primed, pumped, and ready to go. And we were a half hour from Tehran. And all he had to say was, it's time to negotiate. Shut down your nukes or we're going to shut them down for you. And they were pooping in their dish dash, because they thought that's what he was going to do. But he didn't do it. And another thing he didn't do was he should have had a radio-free Iran set up. They had something that was half-assed. They hired some Iranians to run it, and probably the Iranians were giving coordinates and troop movements to the mullahs. But we could have gotten to the Iranian people. And they seen Iraq being liberated, and many of them, I'm sure, were hoping they were next. But we didn't do it. El Trumpo would do it. El Trumpo would do much better than the party of death and defeat. So Putin looks and he sees that all who wanted to rescue Benghazi were told to step down. So why wouldn't he move one Russian division within 50 miles of Alaska, Iran get nukes next week, declare the entire Arctic belongs to Russia, swap drinks with the head, Chaikom, who is coveting Japan, the Philippines, and Brunei would be a nice little trophy. Didn't Stalin and Hitler make a deal to split Poland? Less than 1% of our nation defends it, and they watch their brothers and sisters being killed in Afghanistan. All 1,700 under Obama. KIAs hidden from the American people, plus the 17,000 wounded with Iranian copper IED lugs, paid for by Obama in cash. Not one American was mentioned in the cover-up press. When you have the communist press in your pocket, it is easy to lie and say no Americans died, only NATO troops, to be identified later. Later never comes, only cover-ups. Whether it is dead Americans or bribe payoffs, it is the same media cover-up. If you want to save your country, you should have one rule. One term per termite. That's it. Party's over. No bennies. Serve your country just like these GIs do. A once great nation has 25 days of freedom left. And that is what Putin sees, and he's grabbing all he can get his hands on. If Obama bin Laden says anything, Putin will spank him. What will Obama bin Laden do? Call up the GIs he's been shedding on? You know what he's going to get. He's going to get one big FU. And then he'll have to send in his BLM division and Bono and De Niro and Alec Baldwin. The media can video it. The media can video it tied to the front of Russian berm busters. To make it simple, so even a communist college draftee can understand. No Trump, no country. Better learn to live on the run. And if you don't think we're losing our country, you think about this. This is the first American generation to see their children play lockdown and hide in the kids' schools. We're playing lockdown and hide. Fire drills is separate. Lockdown. The only place you hear about lockdown is in prison. But our kids are learning how to hide in a bathroom, in a closet, in a school. And you don't think we're on the run already? Break for a tune. We come back and we'll talk. Bartender, champagne, I have a coupon. Ooh, that's a nice song. I'll give you this one. This is the one that the GIs that are about to freeze their butts off in the Hindu Kush while Obama gets more of them killed and covers it up. we're going to be subjected to diversions. There'll be no talk about what Trump can do for the country. There'll only be talk about how much lipstick is on his collar. And that's all you're going to get. You're going to get all Hollywood bullcrap. And you're never going to get the meat and potatoes. You're only going to get the sizzle. You're never going to get the steak. And it's really sad because Americans are the most uninformed people in the world. They have no idea what's going on outside of what's on their little video screen. The schools have been destroyed. They no longer teach American history. They no longer teach geography. It is really absolutely sad. We're raising a nation of dummies, and that's deliberate. And then we got a drug problem that's totally getting way out of hand. You have no idea how out of hand the drug problem is. In 2014, 10,000 Americans OD'd on heroin alone. And you know, a lot of ODs get covered up. People of influence who lost a child, you know, they can keep it out of the papers. It is really sad. So the casualty rate is probably higher than 10,000. But the worst is the media cover-up of Obama's losses in Afghanistan. 1,700 KIAs, and not one was mentioned in the paper, in the media. This rat media. I did see something that I got to give Lou Dobbs credit. He's walking. He looks like Mel Gibson in The Patriot. He's probably got a tomahawk in his belt. He's going after Paul Rhino. Paul Rhino was a spoiler, and you know what? He's not even an American anymore. He's a real rat. He's a rhino rat. Yeah, what a bunch of crap. It is really sad. And Lou Dobbs is calling them every name in the book. And we're also finding out that conservatives are really not conservatives. And Jimmy from Brooklyn will tell you that Bill Buckley Jr. destroyed the John Birch Society. The John Birch Society was the only real conservative organization. But the communists got to them and labeled them extreme right wing. Extreme right wing means you say prayers and you love your country. And so Bill Buckley founded the National Review, which I now call the National Repuke, because you got guys like Tom Lowry. You just mentioned the name Donald Trump, and his venom cup overfloweth. Yeah, and the fangs get stuck in the rubber cover. It is unbelievable. And they call themselves conservatives. And they don't know how to stick together. And everybody will tell you, you ask anybody that's in politics, the Democrats could have Jack the Ripper as a candidate. They will all stand behind Jack the Ripper. They do not flinch, and they do not deviate. They are all for one crime and one crime only. The rhinos are a disgrace. John McCain, Lindsey Graham Cracker, these guys are no good. Kelly Ayotte, no good. Anybody that's standing against the Republican candidate that won the debates and was promised the support of the so-called Republican Party, who hasn't given him a dime in advertising, but they gave Romney boku bucks. And Trump is really, he's our David. And the media and the Democrat Party of Death and the rhino rats, they're all up against him. Lou Dobbs went after Fred Barnes tonight, who is one of the big boys over at The Weekly Stand Down. They got a guy named Chris Hughes. If you mention Donald Trump to him, his venom cup overfloweth too. So these so-called conservatives, I wouldn't give you a nickel for them. I used to do all my blogs, and one of the questions that I have to fill out as I go to the radio is what affiliation am I? I used to put conservative. Now I just check the box that says politics. Not conservative politics, just politics. Because I'd rather spend time trying to save one wayward communist than have to pretend that I'm a conservative with these phony bastards. And they are a disgrace. And I'm going to tell you about the hit that's coming up. It's really going to get you going. In the meantime, I'm going to jump to a tune and I'll prepare the hit. My hit song. Let's see what I can give you that's really nice. You remember when it used to be, they used to do songs about girls' names? Now they don't do that anymore. I'll give you an old rock and roll song. Oh, no, you know what? I'll give you another marching band song. This one's called Hey Baby. My grandson, he gyrates to this. Okay, we're back. And our title of this little topic is The Last Trump-Clinton Debate. Fix News, Deja Vu. All the networks have had their shot at Trump, and they will continue to slice and dice all the way to the voting booth. When Trump began the first RNC debate, it was held at Fox. I used to be a Fox-only guy. I never watched anything that had a C in it because the C stands for communist. ABC, always be communist. NBC, nothing but communist. CNN, the Communist Nut Network. I could go on. So being Fox, and only watching Fox, I noticed weeks leading up to the first debate, certain people in Fox were making asides, guffaws, and remarks belittling Trump's efforts. It was only when I saw the Fox moderators at the first debate did I realize the goal was to kneecap Trump for Bush. He was to be shot down and discarded. The hit team was Brett Baer, who led off with demanding that Trump take an oath of allegiance to the Rhino Party. Some people now think that Brett Baer gave info to CNN about questions that were going to be asked. But that's only alleged. Trump agreed not to start a third party. He never agreed not to start a second party, which is where we are now. 30% of the Republican Party are hamper Democrats. They can't come out of the closet. They can only come out of the hamper. Chris Wallace followed with a second weak attack, and then Megyn Kelly was to finish Trump off Rosie O'Donnell style. Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell style. And that is when I coined the term fix news and the words subtle sabotage. O'Reilly is a classic example of subtle sabotage. Pretending to counsel Trump like a Dutch uncle, and then he snakes in Bernie Goldfish and Sour Krauthammer to do the ice pick dance on Trump. And last night, Bernie Goldfish came out proving he was an NBC mole all the time. If they can't kill Trump in the last debate, he may win, and everybody is going to have to get up early for work. One thing we know for sure, Trump would have been there for the 3 a.m. phone call from the boys in Benghazi, and they would be alive today, and he said it. They would be alive today, and they would be here with us tonight on the talk shows. So now, the last debate is less than a week away, and it's now up to Chris Wallace to stop Trump. What will the last minute late breaking news be? Oh, I got it. A 69-year-old diaper pail was found by the New York Times reporter Mark Donald Trump. The Jeff Bezos Washington Post has carbon dated the stool sample, and the Boston Globe confirms the DNA is Trump's. And the proof of the pudding is in the diapers, because they all say made in the USA. Give me a break, folks. We have a nuclear threat coming our way. Our little children are practicing escape and hide in schools. 10,000 Americans OD'd in 2014. Obama is sneaking American troops back into Iraq, 5,000 at a clip, and hiding the dead he lost in Afghanistan. The press covered it up. No one can tell you the body count of 1,700 KIAs, 17,000 wounded by Iranian copper lugs, paid for by Obama. A Russian division is 50 miles from Alaska, and here's the one that nobody is going to see coming. Japan may go nuclear because they don't trust Obama and the phony umbrella of protection that they're supposed to get for not going nuclear. We lose Trump. We lose, period. And never forget, the Japanese are the masters of the first strike. They wiped out the Russian fleet at Port Arthur on a first strike, and they wiped us out in Pearl Harbor on a first strike. You don't think they're going to wait? They're the masters of the first strike. And if they see it's going to be a nuke party, they're going to launch nukes first. So when you see the Japanese people starting to arm up with nuclear weapons, you know we're getting very close to World War III. And we lose Trump, we lose, period. So if Fix News is running true to form, Wallace will try to destroy Trump. And we, the people, are all that is between freedom and slavery. We will never recover from this catastrophe. There are some good guys still left at Fox, and they are strong. Neil Cavuto, Tricia Regan, Hannity, Lou Dobbs, Judge Jeanine, Stu Varney. And I'm sure I've overlooked a few other good guys. My apologies. What we have today is the media against the people. This is the people's last chance. Already the internet is being censored by the Communist Party, formerly the Democrats. All my AOL blogs now get stopped, and the words pending, but they never get up there. That's my AOL blogs. And pending approval. And the Washington Times has told me I'm banned. And let me tell you something. This is me. This is the real me. How bad am I? A right winger? Give me a break. A right winker? Okay. So if it's happening to me, it's happening to other people. And a guy named Jim O'Keefe was shut down by Twitter. And only the outrage of his supporters forced Twitter to reopen his account. So it's only a matter of time. I heard today Obama's talking about only three TV networks for news. Yeah, that'll be NBC, CNN, and pick one more. NBC, definitely. I mean, they're in the bag for Obama and the Communist Party. So, what we have is the media against the people, and this is the people's last chance. Already the internet is being censored by the Communist Party, formerly the Democrats. You can't be Irish Catholic and a Democrat. And if you tell me you're a Democrat, I got a shillelagh that'll raise the bumps on the stick fast and quick. Yeah, unbelievable. Irish Catholic and a Democrat. 4,700 American babies are torn to pieces and sold for body parts. They have a better chance in a junkyard. It is really sad. And a woman came out today and said that Bill Clinton is a murderer. Her name is Jennifer Flowers, and she was pregnant by Bill, and he gave her $200 to go get an abortion. And you heard what that poor woman said who got raped by Bill. She thought when he left, the next guy in was going to waste her. How's that? How'd you like to be there for that story? And there's another story about a fellow named Jesse who used to be a bag man for the Clintons, and he got a girl in trouble, and he sent her to an abortion clinic to get rid of the evidence. And while she was at the abortion clinic, he was at a demonstration for criminals about to be executed on death row. He was holding up a candle. But no candle for the kid on death row. Okay, so there's only Trump against and the people against the media. That's who we are. We've been, if you go back now, you think, you see how obvious the media is. Now you got to ask yourself, what else did they get over on us? How did we get to this point? What did they do before? What did they convince us of before that we should have been paying better attention to? Was it healthcare? Was it the visit to Cuba? It is bad news. We are in trouble. This country is for sale. We're really for sale. And Trump talks about the companies that are going overseas. How about the companies that are no longer American right here in the United States? Budweiser, the king of beers. On 911, the Budweiser commercial was the big horses approaching the skyline of New York, and the two front horses knelt down. Now it's owned by the Belgies, the Belgians. It's not even American anymore. And I looked at the TV. We just bought a new TV, and Trump's talking about all the jobs going to Mexico and that he can't get a television that's not made in Taiwan or South Korea. Or did he say China and South Korea? But anyway, I look at the back of my Sony. And where do you think it's made? Sony. That used to be made in China. or maybe it was made in Japan. It's made in Mexico now. So Trump is right. It is really sad. And I got to tell you, robots are going to replace a lot of minimum wage workers. It is really sad. You better get a job as a robot repairman. You better go to robot repairman school or repair woman. Yeah. You think they'll have sex up for robots? Will we see transgender robots? Will they have a special oil? Give me a break, man. Give me a break. Okay. So, there's only Trump and the people against the media. Demo, camo, rhino, rat machine. Every vote is precious. God, please help us. Maestro, play the party's over. Bartender, champagne, I have a coupon. Jump for a tune. Then we come back, we'll talk about some other stuff. Halloween Wolf. Hucklebuck. What was that? Let me see if I can find my buddy Roy Orbison. Oh, the WikiLeaks is doing great. They don't know what's coming next. They don't know. I'm surprised that a nuke hasn't gone off in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. That's where supposedly Julian Assange is operating out of. I'm going to give you Roy Orbison feeling sorry about Hillary losing the election.
I was all right for a while. I could smile.
Scatter or cockroaches scatter when you turn the light on. That's what's going to happen when President Trump goes to Washington. The most feared words that will be heard in Washington are, Hi, I'm President Trump. And what do you do here? Well, Mr. President, I work for the EPA, and we put farmers, fishermen, and small ranchers out of business. All we have to do is find a little puddle on 600 acres and declare it all wetlands and drive them out of business. Oh, yes, I'm doing the best job that I was appointed for. What? I don't have that job anymore? You're closing the agency? Where am I going to go? Have I ever worked with what? Concrete? No, I've never worked with concrete. Look at these hands. These are paperwork hands. What do you mean? What bus? The prison bus? Do I have to sit next to Hillary? We're going to where? The Rio Grande. Building a wall? I never built a wall before. 3 o'clock in the morning, I have to start work. Yeah, that's right. That's what's going to happen. That's why these guys, they're all teaming up. All the big bloodsuckers and the payoff takers. One term per termite is the way, folks. You want a clean house. One term per termite, no bennies. No. Consider it like you've been drafted. Yeah. You serve your country. Get out. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of agencies closed. And there's going to be a lot of, what did you do with that? 75 cents. This guy comes in under budget and under time. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of, the DOJ is not going to be the lynch mob. And sad to say that the FBI director has disgraced the greatest and the most valuable law enforcement agency in the country, and he sold out. Somebody says he sold out for $6 million in favors. It is sad. And Trump even said, what is Bill Clinton climbing into a plane? Just coincidental. His plane happened to be next to the lynch mob plane. It is sad, man. And they were on the plane for 39 minutes, and they talked about golf and grandchildren. He says 2 minutes of golf, 3 minutes of grandchildren, and what did they do for the other 34 minutes? They did. They sold out the country. So, I'm now going to play another Roy Orbison hit. And when I think of Roy Orbison, I think of a real American. He never made a song called Born in the USA, Sent a Nom to Kill the Yellow Man, and sang it, and everybody sang it with him because they were all brainwashed and they have no idea what they're looking at. And now I'm going to play bye-bye to the IRS, bye-bye to the EPA, bye-bye to the BLM, bye-bye to the Pentagon. If Patton walked into the Pentagon, all you would hear is gunshots and bitch slaps. So, here's what we're doing. Attention, Demo Camo Rhino Rats.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore.
The people.
Golden days before they end.
Goodbye.
Whisper secrets to the wind.
Goodbye, Democrats.
Your baby won't be near you anymore.
Get away.
Tender nights before they fly. Send falling stars that seem to cry. It's over.
no trouble.
All the rainbows in the sky start to weep, then say goodbye. You won't be seeing rainbows anymore. Setting suns before they fall echo to you, that's all. But you'll see lonely sunsets after all.
That's real America, folks. That's real America. Made in the USA. You have no idea. You have no idea because of the time frame that you're born in. You have no idea how many freedoms you've already lost. But let me take you back to the golden days of yesteryear. At the end of World War II, the entire world was rubble. It was rubble. The only industry was in the United States. The Germans totally destroyed. The Japanese totally destroyed. The Russians couldn't have beat the Germans if we hadn't provided Spam and fighter planes and weapons. We were the only manufacturer left in the world. And everything then became made in USA. And if you talk to Iranians today, they think made in the USA is the greatest quality that there ever is or ever was. Maybe not so much now, but when I was in Kuwait in 1998, which is right across the Gulf from Iran, the Iranians couldn't get enough of made in the USA, especially when the Shah of Iran was there, because he bought a lot of made in USA stuff. And what was sad to, for me to see in my country was companies buying. I was in the automotive parts and tool business. Companies buying impact wrenches made in China and taking the made in China label off and putting made in the USA on. Now, that lasted for some time. And then, of course, the Iranians got wise, you know. You can only lie for so long. Ask Hillary. But that's how sad. We were the ones. We were the only ones. So what happened to us? Trump is telling the truth. Caterpillar, the number one truck in the entire Middle East after World War II, guess what it was? Mac, and the Arabs call it muck. Muck trucks was the number one truck in the Middle East. And what do you think happened? The Germans came in once they got back on their feet. And you know how they beat Mac? They come in with their diesel engine trucks, and in every grocery store along any highway, along any road, was a Mercedes truck, a filter. So truckers could go anywhere in the country and get an oil change locally rather than bring it back to the dealer. And that's how Mercedes made their inroads and became number one eventually. Now, Caterpillar was number one. And here's where the competition gets tough. Let's take a piece of Caterpillar equipment, and it sells in the Middle East for $100,000. The Japanese decide they're going to start knocking off Caterpillar with Komatsu. So they do a feasibility study, and they find out that this number one Caterpillar unit sells for $100,000. They make the exact same unit, maybe not as good, but close, and the government helps them, subsidizes them, and they go in and they sell it for 50 grand. What's going to happen? You know what the saying is in business? Loyalty is 10%. 50% less, they're not even talking. And that's what happened. Now you look in the United States today, you see one John Deere commercial, you see three Mahindra made in India commercials. We're getting beat up. And Trump is right. We're getting beat up big time. And I saw a survey of the industries, the number one industry in every state. A lot of states had healthcare. Not one state had manufacturing. Not one. And I watched this communist governor in New York, and he's telling people, come to New York. We'll give you 10 years, no taxes. Well, how are you going to do that? Or we're going to tax the guy that's been here for 10 years. We're going to break his back. That's not fair. That's not fair. And still, he can't get people to come. It is really sad. Can you imagine if Wall Street ever pulled out of New York City? It would look like Detroit. Okay. Having said that, what are we going to do? We are so divided, it's really sad. And the communists want it that way. And I got to do a shout out to all the blacks and the Latinos who are brainwashed. And you are brainwashed. Just look at the demonstrations like Black Lives Matter. They got all the big, strong, husky black guys on the front line to catch any bullets. And in the back are skinny white communists egging everybody on. Make it your own movement. Don't be tools of the Communist Party. And here's something to think about. You're not a minority. You are not a minority if you're an American. Americans are the majority. So, you think about that. And I want to pay a tribute to the Southland, because the Southland has been the target of Hollywood, communist Hollywood, for decades. And they've been ridiculed, and the evangelists have been ridiculed, and the Southern Baptists have been ridiculed. And of course, now your brother Catholics, we've all been mocked by the angel of death, the communist angel of death, the cloven hoof people. We've all been mocked. And we are to be muzzled by the Muslims. Muzzled by the Muslims. Yeah. And the first thing you can do to put an end to that horse shit is, that's S-H-E-T, the first thing you can do when some communist calls for a moment of silence, start off with the Our Father. Very loud. You could do gospel. Jesus doesn't want to hear a moment of silence. And Jesus wants to hear his name. And it's the least we can do for somebody who died for us. So, I'll give you a quick tune. It's a rebel tune. Oh, by the way, it wasn't the rebel flag they wanted to take down. That was only practice. The flag they want to take down is Old Glory. And after Old Glory comes the cross. Yes, and then there comes re-education school. And you'll think that the founding fathers were all Muslim when they get finished with you. So, Johnny is gone for a soldier. want to hear an anti-drug song? Give you an anti-drug song. Going to go out with a Ukrainian hymn, and I'm dedicating it to all the Ukrainians who suffered under the hands of Stalin and were forced to eat their children as they starved, and Stalin killed 10 million of them, and the New York Times covered it all up because the New York Times was for communist Stalin. And the New York Times hasn't changed. They called Castro the George Washington of Cuba. Unbelievable. So we're going out with a little hymn called O Holy God.
Amen.
Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe.